This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The snowstorm that blanketed much of the Front Range over the last 2 days has moved off, leaving people still digging out from the sloppy mess it's left behind. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Dripping trees, downed branches, and slushy snowball fights were the stories in many Jefferson County neighborhoods Friday, as kids enjoyed a second day off from school. At a local park, Melissa Mastero had waded into the knee-high snow for a game of fetch with her very excited dog, Lucy.
She doesn't have a whole lot of fur, but she absolutely loves the winter.
Mastero moved to Colorado just a few years ago. This was only her second big March snowstorm.
No downed trees for us, but a lot of downed limbs for our neighbors. I work from home, so I got to enjoy it from inside.
In Lakewood, I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The states that use the Colorado River have new proposals on how to manage the dwindling river starting in 2026. As CPR's Joe Wirtz reports, some tribes say their water needs are still being ignored.
There are two proposals on how to share water and who should use less in the future as climate change and overuse diminish water supplies. The plans come from upstream and downstream states, and there are big differences. But the Southern Ute Tribe in southwestern Colorado says neither addresses their short or long-term water concerns. This week, another tribe in Arizona, the Gila River Indian Community, said it will submit its own plan. The federal government will analyze them all and push the players to compromise. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
For more news of the day, come to CPR.org. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.